from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Venezuelan president hails Sunday's election. Voting in Venezuela's assembly election Sunday saw protests, violence, and deaths. President Nicolas Maduro, however, says the vote was successful. VOA's Laritza Hoke reports.
The run-up to a vote on creating a constituent assembly has been marked by months of clashes between protesters and the government. The opposition is boycotting the vote, which it says is nothing but a maneuver by the president to grab more power. President Nicolas Maduro says the assembly is the only way to restore peace after months of violent protests.
The first vote for peace, the first vote for Venezuela's independence and sovereignty, and the first vote for the tranquility of the future of Venezuela. Today is a historic day.
Many Venezuelans expressed hope the new assembly will help lead Venezuela out of its political and economic crisis. Latin American powers Argentina and Brazil have condemned the vote. Panama and Colombia, where many Venezuelans fled from chaos in their country, have said they would not recognize the results of the vote. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The European Union is registering its concerns. Here's EU spokeswoman Mina Andreeva.
The European Union condemns the excessive and disproportionate use of force by security forces. The government of Venezuela has a responsibility to ensure respect for the rule of law and fundamental rights such as freedom of expression and the right to peacefully demonstrate.
The Afghan Interior Ministry confirms that a siege of the Iraqi embassy in Kabul has ended after almost 4 hours. It says that Afghan security forces gunned down three attackers and only one policeman was injured in the firefight, while the embassy staff were unhurt. Four heavily armed suicide bombers stormed the embassy in the Afghan capital today. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the United States to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia. Discussing options his country has to respond to the sanctions, President Putin told an interviewer, "We have a large number of options. We're responding now because the Americans have taken this unprovoked step toward worsening U.S.-Russia relations to impose illegal restrictions and try to influence other countries, including their allies." University of Denver Russian scholar Jonathan Edelman on whether Moscow and Washington will be able to resolve their differences.
I think it's going to be very difficult because there's such an imbalance in terms of their economic capability, in terms of democracy versus authoritarianism.
The U.S. State Department deemed Putin's order as regrettable and an uncalled-for act. President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea about North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. He spoke by telephone with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who said he and Mr. Trump agreed that further action must be taken. Traveling in the Baltics, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke about North Korea.
All options are on the table. The president has made that clear. The continued provocations by the rogue regime in North Korea are unacceptable, and the United States of America is going to continue to marshal the support of nations across the region and across the world to further isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically. But the era of strategic patience is over.
There had been word the U.S., South Korea, and Japan might approach the U.N. Security Council for stricter measures against Pyongyang. After the latest missile test, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un said they are confident their missiles have the capability of reaching the continental United States. President Trump and key aides have been pressing lawmakers not to abandon an overhaul of the country's health care law in the face of the rejection last week by the U.S. Senate of three measures to repeal and replace the current health plan. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price urges lawmakers to persist in repealing and replacing Obamacare.
We've all got a lot of work to do. We've continued to work with the members of the United States Senate. We look forward to continuing to work with them and our House partners as well to make certain that we move this health care system in that better direction, where patients and families and doctors are in charge, not Washington, D.C.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said it was time to move on to other issues. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.